Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Staying overnight in the heat of the desert, today on Advanced. Hello, listeners. Hello, friends. Thanks for joining us today on Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Garrett. It is wonderful to have you with us. Thankfully, I am not alone in the studio today. I have Linda here with me. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, everyone. It is great to be here.
Now, Linda, you like a good vacation, right?
Of course. Who doesn't? I love vacations.
Yeah, sometimes we just need to get away from the busyness of school or work or whatever else is going on in life. But there are a lot of options if you want to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, can you think back to any stay you've had at a hotel that was your favorite or one of your favorites?
Well, I like the beach. So I went to a resort. Actually, it was in Jamaica. And it was one of those all-inclusive resorts. It included everything, your accommodation, your food, your activities. And it was right there on the beach. So you didn't have to go very far. You didn't have to travel very far to get to the beach. Just walk outside. And there it was, the beautiful beach and the white sand beach. So I really liked that vacation, like being near the water. I also like being in the mountain, but I can't remember a hotel that I've stayed at right in the mountain.
Yeah.
It's mostly been camping.
Yeah. Of course, there are a lot of options. You could stay in a hotel, go camping, stay in a hostel. I think back to where my wife and I went on our honeymoon on the east coast of the island. There's a nice resort there that is fairly all-inclusive as well. We've stayed there a couple times, and it's just very relaxing. I also think, though, to a trip I did with some friends to Europe a number of years ago, and those weren't fancy hotels at all, definitely not all-inclusive. They're kind of youth hostels in a way, but they're so much fun.
Yeah, because you meet all different kinds of people from all over the world.
Yeah, and they have strange events. I remember one of them, we got there and they had free pancake night. Everyone was lined up. And so there are so many different options. In today's article, we're not going to the mountains necessarily. We're not going to the beach. We're staying in the desert. Our article is called Hotel in the High Desert. Before we start, Linda, do you know what the high desert is?
I didn't think about that in the title. But is it just like a really, really dry or higher? Is it higher in altitude?
It is higher in elevation.
Okay.
So normally when we refer to the high desert, we're referring to a specific area of desert, mostly in Eastern California. And so we might call it parts of the Mojave Desert is what it's called. And yeah, it's pretty high away from sea level, 2,000 to 4,000 meters up.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's known for having somewhat moderate temperatures compared to other like blazing hot deserts. Although it can get pretty hot. I'll share some stories of my experience there as we go through our lesson today. But now it's time for us to jump in to our first reading to learn about a very interesting hotel.
Hotel in the High Desert, where you feel like you are camping on Mars. Architectural designer Ben Ueda was stretched out poolside in a rare moment of repose at Reset, his new hotel in 29 Palms, California. "This is the best time to watch the mountains," he said, looking south toward the direction of Joshua Tree National Park. "Right now, they look really jagged, but they'll turn soft and orange as the sun sets." Sitting next to him were his collaborators, Emmy Kitawaki and Jen Whitaker of the design firm Gry Space, who created the look and tone of Reset's spare earthy interiors, sharing a cold cucumber salad from the hotel's in-house restaurant. They gazed across the spacious pool area with its wide platform loungers and stucco walls that perfectly matched the color of the dusty landscape beyond. "The sky is the show," Kitawaki said, looking up.
All right, we're learning a bit about this interesting hotel. We start off by learning kind of the person who originated this, an architectural designer named Ben Uyeda. He was stretched out poolside in a rare moment of repose. Linda, what are we saying here?
He was relaxing by the pool. Yeah, he was stretched out. He was probably on a lounge chair or on a towel by the pool and just resting in a moment of repose, so moment of rest. Yeah. And this moment is described as rare for him because he is probably normally really busy running this hotel.
That's what it sounds like. The hotel is called Reset. It's his new hotel in 29 Palms, California. There do seem to be quite a few towns and cities with the word palm in them in that area. And also where you're from, Linda,
yes,
in Florida.
Yes, because we have a lot of palm trees, yeah.
Yeah, both of those states do in the United States. We have a quote here. "This is the best time to watch the mountains," he said. Remember, we said this is the desert, but it's pretty high up. There are some mountains you can see. He looked south toward the direction of Joshua Tree National Park. Now, I would love to talk a bit about this park. It is a national park in California with a very unique kind of tree.
Yeah, which is in the name of the national park, the Joshua Tree. And I've seen pictures of the national park. I haven't been there. I would love to go. But they're unusual looking trees. They're very unique looking trees. They actually remind me of trees that I've seen in Africa and also in a desert landscape. Mm. So it's familiar, but also not familiar because I haven't been to this part of California.
I have been there. I did a camping trip with some friends. We had three friends who all had a birthday around the same time. And we did a camping trip with, I think, close to 40 people.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
not something I recommend. It was kind of chaotic. Why did we go there? It's because all the places in the mountains we wanted to go to were all booked up because it was during the summer in August. Now, is August a great time to go camping at Joshua Tree National Park? I will say no, not at all. It's well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and it finally gets down to a cool, like, 98 in the evening.
Oh, there's not much change at night.
Not a whole lot. It's,
okay.
I mean, it's slightly cooler.
Because normally deserts, they really cool down at night.
Yeah, and we looked at the map. There were some, like, swimming holes throughout the park you could go to, and we thought that would be great. You can cool down. Well, they're all dried up at
time.
So, nonetheless, it is a beautiful place. I was happy to have seen it. We see also from Mr. Uyeda here, right now they look really jagged, but they'll turn soft and orange as the sun sets. We're talking about the mountains here. Linda, what does it mean that they're jagged?
Yeah, specifically the mountain peaks. So they are kind of rugged. They're kind of pointed. They're not smooth. So see the outline of the mountains. And this would take place at sunset when they turn soft and orange. And I imagine that would be a really beautiful scene.
Yeah, sounds like a good time for some pictures. Well, sitting next to him were his collaborators, or the people that he worked with, Emmy Kitawaki and Jen Whitaker of the design firm Gry Space, who created the look and tone of Reset's spare earthy interiors. Now, that word spare there just means they're very simple. There's not a lot of complexity to them. Sharing a cold cucumber salad from the hotel's in-house restaurant, they gazed across the spacious pool area. So they're having this moment of rest, looking out at this thing they've created.
Mm-hmm. And the description that they give of the look and tone of the hotel, it's spare and it's these earthy kind of colors. Keep that in mind as we go throughout the article. They'll use other words to describe the decor and just the design of the hotel.
Yeah.
I would say those like spare.
Those are designs that are very appropriate for kind of a desert area.
Exactly. Yeah. It reflects the landscape that it's in, the colors. And also, yeah, the desert is quite spare. There's not much, you know, there's not much flora or fauna in a desert.
All right. Well, they're in this pool area. It has wide platform loungers and stucco walls that perfectly match the color of the dusty landscape beyond. Before we go to our next reading, Linda, what does that word stucco mean?
Yes, so that's describing the construction material that is used to cover the walls. So that is the exterior of the wall. And usually stucco has some texture. It can be smooth, but it usually isn't. It usually has, if you feel it, you'll like feel like prickly stuff,
it's
but
like
it's just
something you scrape onto the walls, right?
Yes. So it covers the walls, and that is what you see from the exterior. And I mentioned that desert doesn't have much flora and fauna, obvious flora and fauna, but it actually does have a vast ecosystem in the desert.
Yeah.
Just not that obvious.
Flora being plants, fauna being animals. All right. We have more to say about this new hotel, so let's move on to our next reading.
Made for stargazing. Reset is a new kind of hotel for the high desert. Modern, minimal, modular. While the pool area with its hot tub, sauna, and thoughtful landscaping is pure desert luxury, the rest of the hotel consists of 65 rectangular-shaped freestanding rooms laid out in neat rows. Each sparsely furnished room is outfitted with carefully selected amenities that suggest a highly curated camping trip, a stylish solar lantern, in-room pour-over coffee, an outdoor fire pit, and, most importantly, a sturdy cushion on the private outdoor patio for stargazing. The best view here is always up, Uyeda said. Science fiction style. The rooms are not technically built from shipping containers, but with their boxy shape, corrugated silver sides, and narrow dimensions, they sure look like it. Walking along the hotel's concrete paths, the overall effect is far more sci-fi than Old West. The hotel's designers say the evocation of space travel was deliberate. When we came onto the project, the first thing Ben mentioned was, what would humans do if we built a community on Mars, Kitawaki said. Everything is designed from a more mission utilitarian standpoint. What is actually needed?
What is needed? What did I need on that trip when I went to Joshua Tree? Well, certainly a nice hotel like this would have been much nicer than sleeping in those hot tents. This sounds like a lovely place, and we see it's made for stargazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that they emphasize that. The last line of the previous reading, the sky is the show. So she should be always looking up when you're at this hotel, because that is where you're going to get the view.
Yeah, and the nice thing about an area like the desert here is there's not a lot to block your view, not a lot of tall buildings.
Exactly, yes, and less light pollution, so at night you can see all the stars, which is amazing. Like if you go outside the city where there aren't any or not much light, electric lights, then you can, it's amazing how many stars you can see in the sky.
I definitely miss that. Don't see a whole lot of those in my life right now. Well, we see Reset is a new kind of hotel for the high desert. It's modern, it's minimal, and it's modular. I think we should especially talk about that last word. What might that mean?
Yeah, so something that is modular is made from different parts. So it can be put together with these parts. So this hotel, as we'll see in the description more on what it's made of, is not one freestanding building. Like normal hotels, they have multiple floors and you have this one hotel. But this hotel is made up of different parts. So you would need the entire hotel if it was multiple story. But with this hotel, you can put it together with these separate parts.
Yeah, I get the feeling like I have a big Lego set mm-hmm. in front of me, and I get to put those pieces together however I want. Sometimes something that is modular is put together with different modules. Those would be the different parts. And so we're saying this hotel is modular. While the pool area with its hot tub, sauna, and thoughtful landscaping is pure desert luxury, the rest of the hotel consists of 65 rectangular-shaped freestanding rooms laid out in neat rows. So they do have quite a few rooms here.
They do, yes. And this is the modular part that we be talking about. They're freestanding rooms, separate from each other. And they juxtapose, they put together both luxury and minimalism. So you do have some luxury with the hot tub and sauna and the nice pool and the way it's decorated, or well, the landscaping. And then the rest of the hotel is more minimal. But I personally like that style.
Yeah, you could think of like a fancy Swedish kind of style. It's very simple, not a lot of colors or designs, but it could look very fancy and luxurious. Well, we see another word similar to ones we've talked about in the next sentence. We say that these rooms are sparsely furnished. That would mean there's not a lot of furniture in there. They're right. Sparsely, there's not a lot.
Mm-hmm. They're limited in the amount of stuff that is in the room.
And they have carefully selected amenities or things that they provide that suggest a highly curated camping trip. Of course, when you go camping, you don't have a lot of, conveniences
right.
that you
luxuries,
might have at
yeah.
home. Yeah. And so it's kind of like a camping trip, but highly curated. Curated just means like you're specially chosen things that are just right for this kind of experience.
Right. It's a camping trip, but a much nicer camping trip. It's been organized and people have, especially selected things for this trip.
You might have heard that term glamping before, mm-hmm. like fancy camping. There's a stylish solar lantern. You've got pour-over coffee, a fire pit, and they say, most importantly, a sturdy cushion on the outdoor patio for stargazing. So you can look up without hurting your neck, hopefully. It'll be comfortable.
Yes, it sounds really comfortable. And just looking at the picture of the personal patio that you have there, it looks really comfortable. And Uyeda says that the best view there is always up.
Yeah, kind of like what we said earlier, the sky is the show. The best view here is always up. And so they're really emphasizing that part of this. I feel like I'd rather look up at nighttime than during the day, though.
Probably, yeah. You can see a lot more at night, starting from sunset. Yeah,
that's
sunset.
True.
And then as it gets darker, you'll be able to see more stars. There'll be more stars to gaze at.
Yeah, don't just stare straight at the sun during the day.
No, please don't.
That would not be nice. All right, we have one last little section here in which we're describing the style of the hotel in a slightly different way as a science fiction style. Linda, why would it be described this way?
Well, I think of science fiction books. Like one book that just comes to mind is Dune.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is set in a desert. And I think of those colors and like the sparseness of it. And actually many science fiction novels do have this setting of like desert-like landscape.
Yeah, for any of you that have seen it, the original Star Wars movie in some of its opening scenes takes place on a pretty desert planet that is very sparse. And yet the buildings, look like they're from a different planet. They don't look like a normal kind of family home in the suburbs.
They're round, right? Are they like
there's like one specific shaped? One okay. that's round, and a lot of it actually is underground.
Okay.
Just because I think from sandstorms, or mm-hmm, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure for protection and also for coolness.
Yes, that is true. That might be the other big part. And so, yeah, we have this science fiction style to this hotel. The rooms are not technically built from shipping containers, but with their boxy shape, corrugated silver sides, and narrow dimensions, they sure look like it.
And they really do look like containers. If you didn't tell me that they weren't, I would just assume that they were containers. Because along with this sparse, like spare design, I would think that they would want to be sustainable as well. And so using containers, you know, you'd be recycling those big shipping containers. But they are not, but they're in the style.
Yeah, and some hotels and other buildings do use those used shipping containers. Mm-hmm. Of course, those are the big box things that go on big ships to move goods all around the world. And these are not those, but they do have these corrugated silver sides. Now, growing up, hearing about things made of like corrugated tin, which is kind of a wavy pattern in it, just made me think of kind of more impoverished or poor areas. I don't know about you, Linda.
I guess now that you mention it, yeah, like in a shanty town or housing that is hastily made or like not with very stable construction materials. Yes, I do this image of like corrugated tin.
Yeah, like a small maybe brick building that they don't have a roof for and they just throw sheets of corrugated metal.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you design it well, you can use those same shapes in a more elegant design like this. And the reason why it's corrugated or wavy like that is because it's more structurally sound. It's going to stay standing much more easily. And so they look like shipping containers. Walking along the hotel's concrete paths, the overall effect is far more sci-fi than Old West.
Hmm.
Now, for some reason, those two put together remind me of another movie that definitely did not win an Oscar, but I saw way too many times, and that was Cowboys versus Aliens.
Okay, I've never seen that, because that's a horror movie, right?
And no, it's not.
Oh,
it's I guess, a sci-fi movie.
Oh, okay.
It's Old West, and by that meaning, like cowboys, kind of an 18th, 19th century kind of feel. Out in the American West, and then aliens show up to attack them.
Okay, so they fight the aliens.
It's a ridiculous movie. It's not great, but I think I saw it like 3 times in theaters.
Okay, you just really liked it.
No, I just kept getting invited.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I thought you were going to say another movie called Serenity. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I've never seen the movie. I've seen some of the TV show.
Yes. So it's the final work from, originally it was a TV
Firefly.
Series. Yes. Firefly. And that combined like Western style with sci-fi. Yeah. It was a very, very interesting design.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Not as much desert themes, but definitely Western feeling. Okay. So it's more sci-fi than Old West. The hotel's designers say the evocation of space travel was deliberate. We should probably help everyone understand that sentence.
Right. So they were intentional about wanting to evoke or bring about this feeling or this indication of space travel. They wanted you to think that, to remind you of space travel with their design.
Yeah, that word evocation is really interesting. One thing makes you think of another thing. Maybe it has symbols that are associated with that. Well, this was deliberate. It was on purpose. And we see another quote here from Kitawaki. Linda, could you read that?
Yes. When we came onto the project, the first thing Ben mentioned was, what would humans do if we built a community on Mars? So that was their impetus, like their idea to go off of on what to base the design on. Like, okay, we're building a community in Mars. what do we need? Like, how are we going to design this? So everything was designed from a more mission utilitarian standpoint. So what is actually needed instead of like thinking about the luxuries that you could put in there? It's like, what do we need from this utilitarian standpoint?
Yeah. And you could think of maybe the architectural elements. Maybe if you want something really fancy, you might put lots of colors or things sticking out of the building mm-hmm. that don't actually serve a purpose. Whereas here, they're really focused on the mission or what exactly is needed out of this building in order for people to stay there and be comfortable. That's kind of also what's meant by that term utilitarian. This is also kind of a philosophical term, just looking at what is the utility or what can we get out of something mm-hmm. and we don't need to worry about anything else.
Right. So very basic, but basic with some added luxury, like not completely bare bones set up, but that was where they were coming from. Like, okay, what do we need? How do these things serve a purpose?
Yeah, and how would they serve a purpose if this was on Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Well, friends, it's been a lot of fun talking about this so far. We will continue tomorrow, so you'll have to come back then. But for now, my name is Garrett.
I'm Linda.
And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.